非常开始我们要
From this session on, we need to look at the Bible.
请大家翻到马可福音第一章。
Please turn to Mark 1.
马可福音第一章，我们念14节到15节。
Let us read from Mark 1, verse 14 through 16.
就请听我用中文念就好了。
Please listen to me as I read in Chinese.
约翰下监之后，耶稣来到加利利，宣传神的福音，说：日期满了，上帝的国近了，你们当悔改，信福音。请低头，我们再次做一个祷告。
Let us bow in prayer.
天父，我们继续把这一个钟头的时间交托在你的手中。
Heavenly Father, we continue to put this hour into your hand.
也再次求你施恩带领我们。
We also ask that in your grace you will lead us.
叫你的儿子在这个地方受到高举。
That your son may be lifted up here.
叫我们可以更学会在他的面前去赞美你，称颂你。
That we may learn how to praise you and to thank you in your name.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
In Christ's name we pray. Amen.
耶稣基督在这个世界出现的时候，
When Jesus appeared on the earth,
马可福音告诉我们说，他的信息是说，日期满了，上帝的国近了，你们当悔改，信福音。
The Gospel of Mark tells us that Christ's message was, the time has come, the kingdom of God is near, repent and believe the good news.
很奇怪的事情就是在这差不多三十年来，
A very strange thing in the last 30 years,
几乎研究耶稣基督生平跟信息的那一些专家们呢，都同意耶稣基督信息的中心是什么？
The scholars who have studied the New Testament and Christ all agree on Christ's message.
那么大家呢都是就是说读书人哈。
All are scholars.
那么你们会知道呢，在每一行的里面呢都是学说纷纷的。
And we know as scholars that there are many divisions in each field.
所以要一些所谓大家们呢，就是说同意一点呢，是不容易的事情。
And for many leaders in various schools of thought to agree on one point is not easy.
那么这三十年来呢，就几乎呢，就是说假如不是100%的话呢，起码也可以说95%以上的研究圣经的人呢，都说耶稣基督的福音的那个主要中心呢，就在上帝的国。
And in the last 30 years, if not 100, at least 99.5% of the biblical scholars agree that the main emphasis of Christ's message is God's kingdom.
上帝的国。
The kingdom of God.
那这个主题呢，我想呢，在大家的听起来的时候呢，会觉得不太习惯。
This been sound a little strange to our ears.
假如呢，我们念下一句呢，大家呢也许会觉得听得懂一点。
If we continue to read, we perhaps will gain a better understanding.
假如我们说耶稣的信息是说你们当悔改信福音，那我们大家都会说哦，我知道。
If we say that God's Christ's message was repent and believe the good news, then you would all believe.
因为那两个名，这两另外这两个名词呢，我们熟悉一点。
Then we are more familiar with the latter two terms.
那对上帝的国呢，好像呢，我们不是那么熟悉。
It seems we're not as familiar with the term the kingdom of God.
可是，假如我们再进一步思想啊，为什么耶稣基督用上帝的国来做他的信息的中心，我们就会发现呢，是很有道理的事情。
But if we were to think further, we would understand why Christ used the kingdom of God as the heart of his message.
我们刚刚不是说过， 从犹太人的那个宗教背景里面来讲呢，他们的整个问题呢，就是他们的国家灭亡了。
We have already seen that the most major problem facing the Jews in those times was the destruction of their kingdom.
上帝在旧约的应许跑到哪儿去了？
What had happened to the promise God had made them in the Old Testament?
上帝要给他们的地方跑到哪儿去了？
Where was the promised land?
那当耶稣基督向当代的犹太人一讲上帝的国的时候呢，他们就知道了，哦，原来呢，耶稣呢是在讲我们所关心的问题。
So when Christ said the kingdom of God, they immediately realized that Christ was speaking, to a very relevant need that they had.
这个问题呢是当时他们在讨论的。
This was one of the biggest things that they discussed in those times.
是他们想要知道，想要得到答案。
It was a problem to which they sought an answer.
那现在呢，我们要用另外一个方式呢，来看看呢，耶稣基督呢，怎么样去表达这个上帝的国度的这个信息。
Now we would look and see how Christ expressed this message of the kingdom of God.
除了马太福音之外
，besides the Gospel of Matthew，
从马可福音、路加福音、约翰福音这三本福音书的里面，我们都看到了福音书的作者一开始记载耶稣基督的生平跟工作呢，不是讲耶稣的一大堆的理论。
We can see that in the other three Gospels, in Mark, Luke, and John, it does not begin with the teachings of Christ.
而他们呢，是用许许多多耶稣基督的神迹来做开始。
Rather, they began with the many miracles that Christ performed.
特别呢，念马可福音呢，我们呢，就很明显的可以看到。
This is particularly true of Mark.
在马可福音第一章，耶稣这个讲上帝的国近了之后
，After saying that the kingdom of God is near in Mark one，
他就马可福音呢就记载耶稣基督呼召门徒。
Mark records how Christ called the disciples。
然后呢，二十一节呢很奇怪的一句话，他说呢，耶稣在加伯隆啊，就在安息日进了会堂教训人。
Then in verse 21 it says, they went to Capernaum, and when the Sabbath came, Jesus Christ went into the synagogue.
也说众人很稀奇他的教训。
The people were amazed at his teaching.
可是他没有告诉我们耶稣基督的教训，教训些什么。
But he did not continue to say what Christ taught.
跟着呢，就开始呢，讲耶稣基督吩咐巫鬼离开一个人的身上。
Then it follows that it records how Christ drove out an evil spirit.
耶稣基督医好西门的岳母。
How Christ healed Simon's mother-in-law.
许多的神迹呢，一个接着一个这样的记载下去。
And the miracles were recorded one after the other.
马太福音虽然在第五章到第七章的里面有我们一般所讲的登山的宝训。
Although in Matthew 5 through 7 we have the what is familiarly known as the Sermon on the Mount.
但是呢，从第八章以后呢，我们也就看到了耶稣基督的一大堆的神迹。
But from chapter 8 on, we see again the miracles of Christ.
这一些神迹的意思是在什么地方呢？
What is the significance and meaning of these miracles?
我们来看一节圣经。
Let us read a certain verse.
马太福音第12章28节。
Matthew 12 verse 28.
马太12章28节。
Matthew 12 verse 28.
好，这一次我们一起念。
Let us read it together this time.
不管你是要用国语、广东话、英文的。
No matter if you're using Mandarin, Cantonese, or Chinese.
我若靠着神的灵赶鬼，这就是神的国临到你们了。耶稣基督这一切的神迹
，All the miracles of Jesus，
是要告诉我们上帝的国是什么样的一回事。
It's to tell us what the kingdom of God is all about.
在上帝的国度的里面是怎么样的一个情形？
What the situation is like within the kingdom of God.
在上帝的国里面是怎么样的呢？
What is it like in God's kingdom?
上帝的国里面应该没有魔鬼的。
In the kingdom of God, there should be no Satan.
也没有这些小鬼的。
Or other little demons.
上帝的国度里面应该没有长大麻风的人。
There should be no lepers.
没有害病的人。
No sick.
在上帝的国的里面呢，自然界呢不应该呢是威胁到人类的安全。
In the kingdom of God, nature should not be a threat to man's security.
所以呢，耶稣基督来到的时候呢，他可以平定风浪。
Therefore, when Christ came, he could still the storm.
在上帝的国度的里面，应该是没有瞎眼的。
In God's kingdom, there should be no blind.
没有哑巴的。
There should be no dumb.
这是耶稣基督用行动来告诉当代的人，上帝的国是怎么样的。
Christ used his action to describe the kingdom of God.
那怪不得呢，在那个受苦的人的里面呢，耶稣基督一出现的时候呢，很多人都跑来找他。
It is no wonder that whenever Christ appeared, many who were suffering came to seek him.
所以圣经里面你去念四福音的时候呢，你会发现呢，耶稣基督去到一些地方呢，就那些很多人呢要来找他医病。
So you find the four gospels that wherever Christ went, many crowds came to be healed.
有很多人有问题的时候呢，没有办法解决的时候呢，最后他们的解决办法呢，就是来找耶稣。
Many who had problems and who cannot find solutions to them, all finally came to Christ.
几个福音书都记载那个血漏的妇人的故事。
The several gospels all record the woman with a bleeding issue.
这个在这个故事的里面呢，我们实在是看到一个，就是说没有希望的人呢，怎么样去找机会去解决他的问题。
In this story, we see how man in its desperateness sought a solution.
耶稣基督根本呢是在一个走路的里面要去医那个癌乳的女儿。
Jesus was on his way to heal another.
许许多的人都逼着他。
There were crowds pressing in on all sides.
然后这个妇人呢，就在人群的中间呢挤过去摸一摸耶稣呢，她都要去摸一摸，她觉得只要我一摸呢就能够好。
And this woman was on the fringe of the crowd, and she elbowed her way in just to touch the fringe of his garment.
这一类的现象呢，在耶稣基督的生平里面，我们经常的去看到。
We see this time and again in Christ's life.
耶稣基督能够做这一些东西。
The fact that Christ can do these things.
因为呢，他有一个很大的能力。
It's because he had great power.
他能够赶鬼是靠着圣灵的力量。
That he can drive out demons is through the power of the Holy Spirit.
人家能够摸到他的衣裳，立刻就好，因为呢，有力量从他的身上出来。
The fact that people can be healed by just touching his clothes is because there was power coming out from him.
这是耶稣基督首先让当时的人去了解上帝的国是多么好的一件事情。
This was like a foretaste by Christ of what the kingdom of God was like, how good it was.
跟他们所处的那个世界呢，是不一样的。
It was very different from the world that they lived in.
然后圣经里面当然也记载耶稣基督的教训。
The scriptures also record Christ's teaching.
假如我们要找一个耶稣基督的教训的特点的话呢，我想呢，福音书里面呢，也同样的用一句话来表达。
If we were to find a particular emphasis of Christ's teaching, then the scripture also records this.
就是几本福音书呢，都说了耶稣基督的教训呢，跟别的人呢完全不一样。
That all the gospels say that the teachings of Christ were different from all others.
耶稣的教训不只是一个文士的教训。
It was not like those of the scribes.
现在我们觉得文士是没有什么东西。
These days, we do not think much of the scribes.
可是文士呢，用今天的话来讲呢，是牧师，是神学家。
But if we were to use our present terms to describe the scribes, they are like our pastors and theologians of today.
所以在当时的人呢是是权威。
They were authoritarians about authorities in those times.
好，那么你不相信的话呢，我想呢，假如我跟你争一节圣经的话呢，你心里面总是泄了一点。
If you don't believe this, then if we, the two of us, were to argue about the some verse, you would lose out.
啊，我们每一个人都多多少少呢，是再看不起权威呢，我们也怕他一点，对不对
？No matter how we look down on authorities, we'll give them a certain leverage.
文士有权威。
Authority, the scribes had authority.
但是呢，耶稣基督的权威呢，跟他们文士的权威不一样。
But the authority of Christ was different from those of the scribes.
而在整个耶稣基督的教训里面呢，我们发现他最大的不一样的地方呢，就是呢，他要求对人呢有一个绝对的生命的主权。
And the whole difference between Christ's authority and those of the scribes was that he demanded a particular a central change in life.
这个主权呢是绝对的。
He had an absolute authority over man's life.
许许多多的话都是在讲这一个问题，这一点。
Many things were said to this point.
人若不爱我，胜于爱你们的父母等等，你们就不配做我的门徒。
If man does not love me more than your parents, then you are not fit to be my disciple.
你们若要得着生命，就要先背起十字架来跟从我。
If you were to gain life, then you must pick up your cross and come after me.
对那个道德生活蛮好的年轻人，耶稣基督的答案是说：你喊缺一样，回去把你的东西都卖掉，然后来跟从我。
To the highly moral young ruler, Christ said, "Go sell everything and come follow me."
耶稣对当代的人有一个绝对的要求。
Christ had an absolute demand for those the people of his times.
换句话说，从在这样的一个这一些姿态里面，无论是从他自己讲的，还是呢从他的所做的里面呢，他呢都是表明了他是一个皇帝的这么样的一个身份出现。
In other words, the matter from what he did and what he said, he showed for the sovereignty that was in him.
但是在这样的一个情形的里面呢，耶稣基督所做的跟所讲的里面呢，还有两个针对着当时的社会背景的一个特点。
Beyond this, there was one particular point that in which he spoke to the times.
而这两点呢，也是整个四福音书呢，你去练的时候的都可以练到的。
These two points can be found in all the four Gospels.
第一，我们看到耶稣基督去到什么地方呢？他接纳的人呢，圣经说呢，是所谓税吏跟罪人。
First of all, no matter where he went, he met with the sinners and the publicans.
罪人，也许呢，我们可以用现代的人所讲的所谓被欺压的人来代表。
We can represent the sinners as those who are deprived.
Oppressed,
excuse me.
给当时候社会看不起的，认为不需要他们的。
They were the dregs of society.
但是税吏呢？
And the publicans.
用我们三十年前的话来讲呢，是汉奸。
Were traitors.
而且呢，是很有钱的人。
They were very wealthy people as well.
你做税吏不发财，等于你做官不发财一样。
If you were not rich as a publican, as a tax collector, it was the same as if you did not become rich as an officer.
那是很奇怪的事情。
That would be a very strange thing indeed.
是当时的人看不起，不能够接受的。
They were despised by the people of those times and were rejected by them.
所以，不论是 上层的人，不论呢是下层的人，耶稣基督所传福音的对象，他接纳的对象呢，是那一些人家不能接受的。
But no matter whether it is the upper society or the lower society, those who Christ spoke to and accepted were those who were not acceptable to others.
而这一两层的人呢，都是那一些人发觉呢，他们有需要的，来找耶稣的。
And these were also the people who felt a need and came to see Christ.
所以几本福音书里面也记载耶稣很出名的一句话，有病的人才需要医生，没有病的人不需要医生。
Therefore, in the Gospels, it is also recorded that Christ said, it is only the sick who need the physician. Those who are not sick do not need the physician.
啊，这个有病没有病啊，是一种的比喻。
This was an analogy.
基本上呢，不是耶稣不是承认说有一些人呢，啊，没有病。
It was not that Christ said that there were some that were indeed that were not sick.
其实呢，是有一些人呢，病如膏肓呢，但是他们不知道自己快要死掉了。
Rather, what he meant was there were some who were very ill, severely ill, yet did not know that they were about to die.
但是另外一些人呢，他有病呢，他知道有病了，所以呢，他需要医生。
But there were others who were sick and they knew that they were sick, so they needed the physician.
那这是耶稣基督的第一个啊、哦、特点。
This was the first characteristic of Christ.
针对说那些自己知道有需要的人，人家却为人家弃绝的人，耶稣能够接纳。
He accepted and spoke to those who knew that they had needs and those were rejected by others.
而且耶稣为着这一些人来辩护。
And Christ defended them.
啊、出名的那个浪子的比喻，为什么耶稣会讲呢
？The famous parable of the prodigal son. Why did Christ mention that?
因为呢，法利赛人说这个耶稣就是接纳那些税吏跟罪人。
Because the Pharisees accused Christ of only accepting the sinners and the tax collectors.
然后呢，耶稣为着这些税吏跟罪人来辩护。
And Christ defended them.
讲那个浪子的故事。
So he told the parable of the prodigal son.、嗯、
我们大家都知道，在这个浪子的故事里面，
when
英雄、啊、不是那个好儿子，而是那个坏儿子。
We know that in the parable of the prodigal sons, the hero was the one who ran away rather than the good son.
出名的浪子比喻是要讲明耶稣基督接纳那些人间弃绝的人。
The point of the famousprodigal son parable was to say that Christ accepted those who were rejected by others.
第二，耶稣基督在几本福音书里面都很严厉地对待当时的法利赛人。
Secondly, Christ in all the Gospels treated the Pharisees very severely.
他不怕跟他们冲突。
He was not afraid to contradict them.
而且呢，很多时候呢，我们可以看到呢，根本耶稣基督呢，就是故意跟他们冲突。
And furthermore, we see often that Christ purposely came into conflict with them.
有病的人在那里。
The sick were there.
法利赛人在旁边看，要看看这个耶稣医不医。
The Pharisees were standing there watching to see if Christ would heal them.
是安息日。
It was on the Sabbath day.
从法利赛人的规矩来讲，不能做的工作。
From the Pharisaic regulations, this is something you cannot do.
耶稣看穿他们的心。
Christ saw through their motives.
所以圣经说，耶稣就怒目看他们。
So the scripture says that Christ looked at them angrily.
耶稣怒目的看他们。
Christ looked at them angrily.
然后呢？他采取行动医好那些人。
Then he took action and healed the sick.
这是耶稣基督呢在世的时候呢针对着法利赛人的那一种态度。
This was Christ's attitude in dealing with the Pharisees.
而圣经里面呢你会发现呢耶稣基督会骂人。
We also find that Christ often scolded people in the Gospels.
我们普通骂人呢是骂坏人。
We often scold the bad people.
可是耶稣在圣经里面呢，你找不到呢，他骂坏人的话。
But we cannot find Christ doing the same thing in the gospel.
反而你找到什么呢
？Rather, what do we find?
最凶的话呢，是骂那些好人。
The most severe things he said was against the good people.
啊，你们好像那个。外边粉刷的粉刷的很白的坟墓那边都是死骨头那些人是什么人
so, When he referred to those who are like the great, elaborately decorated gravestone who were he talking to?
法利赛人
The Pharisees
他骂的最凶的是那些法利赛人
He scolded the Pharisees most severely
不是说他说那些坏人所做的事情都对。
It was, did not mean that he felt that the bad people were right in doing what they did.
这一点呢要注意哈。
We must remember this.
那么也请大家听好，不然大家回去讲错了我照样。
And please do not neglect to mention this because you may have a misconception.
但是呢，我们在承认这一点之后呢，要注意的呢是。耶稣基督在圣经里面骂的最凶的是骂法利赛人。
But bearing this in mind, we find that Christ dealt most severely with the Pharisees.
为什么他们骂这些法利赛人呢
？Why did he scold these Pharisees?
基本上，他就是说这些法利赛人不真正了解上帝的律法是什么。
Basically, he said these Pharisees did not really understand what God's law was all about.
有几句话是耶稣基督很出名的话，时间的关系，我们不看。
There are several things that are very famous of Christ saying, which we will not have the time to look at.
我只把它就差不多念出来，还是就差不多大意讲出来就好。
I will just sort of paraphrase them for you.
安息日是为谁设立的
？For whom was the Sabbath established?
是为人设立的。
For man.
人不是为着安息日设立的。
Man was not made for the Sabbath.
什么叫做洁净
？What is to be clean?
不是外边吃进去的东西叫做不洁净。
It is not the things that we eat from that makes us unclean.
是我们心里面发出来的东西，那个呢才是真正的不洁净。
Rather, it is that which comes from within which is unclean.
什么叫做奉献
？What is to give offering or tithe?
芝麻绿豆的事情，什么样都把它献十分一，就叫做奉献吗
？Does it mean that we have to tithe even the mint and the little grain and all the little bits and pieces?
真正的奉献是要的。十分一的奉献是要的
It is necessary to tithe
但是呢有比十分一奉献更要紧的事情
But there are things that are more important than tithing
就是公义跟仁爱的事情
Which is the righteous and the loving things
那么在这一些的原则的里面呢耶稣基督呢就跟法利赛人所定下的那些规矩呢很多的表面上的冲突
And under these principles, there seem to be many apparent conflicts from what Christ taught and the Pharisees taught.
法利赛人说不能做的，耶稣说为什么不行
？The Pharisee says you cannot do this. Christ says why not?
但是，耶稣真正反对律法吗
？But was Christ really against the law?
他自己说一句话。
He himself said.
他说你不要以为我来是要废掉律法。
Do not come.Do not think that I have come to destroy the law.
我来不是要废掉，乃是要成全。
I have not come to destroy the law, but rather to fulfill it.
从法利赛人的眼光来看，耶稣基督是来跟他们作对。
The Pharisees' perspective was Christ had come to oppose them.
是要摧毁他们那一些系统。
Was to destroy the traditions.
可是呢，耶稣基督说：“我来不是要摧毁你们的系统。”
But Christ says, "I have not come to destroy your systems."
我来呢，是真正要成全你们的那些东西。
But rather to fulfill your system.
念旧约要念旧约里面到底真正在讲什么
？If we study the Old Testament, we must study what it is saying in actuality.
那么这一点。 跟我们这里的主题我们没有直接的关系，我们只把它带过去就好。
This is what I only mentioned in passing.
但是要紧的，我们是要了解耶稣基督来到世界的时候，他对两种人有很不同的态度。
We must rather understand that when Christ came to earth, he treated two classes of people with very different attitudes.
那当时的人，他们怎么样去看耶稣呢？
How did the people of his time viewed Christ then?
也许我们就先讲法利赛人吧。
Perhaps let us talk about the Pharisees first.
在约翰福音第九章的里面，法利赛人给耶稣一个结论。
In John 9, the Pharisees concluded about Christ.
他说，我们知道这个人是一个罪人。
We know, they said, we know this man is a sinner.
耶稣基督在法利赛人的眼光里面是一个叛徒。
He was a rebel in the eyes of the Pharisees.
所以呢，法利赛人从耶稣基督一在安息日跟他们作反之后呢，就一直那个杀耶稣的那个意念呢，就越来越明显。
So ever since Christ opposed the Pharisees on the issue of the Sabbath, the desire to kill him.Grew among the Pharisees.
但是一般人他们怎么看耶稣呢？
But how did most people regard Christ?
很奇怪的事情呢，就是当时的人，包括耶稣基督的门徒里面呢，都把耶稣基督呢看作一个政治的皇帝。
Strangely enough, most people at those times, including his disciples, regarded Christ as a political personage.
约翰福音里面记载到耶稣基督五饼二鱼喂饱五千个男人之后，
In John, after it recorded how Christ has fed the 5,000 men,
圣经就说了那些人呢就服耶稣服得要命。
So the scriptures tells us that everybody's heart was for Christ.
然后呢就要强迫他做王。
And they wanted to force him to be king.
要黄袍加身。
They wanted to robe him as king.
啊，有这样的皇帝，你喊不要，你想要谁啊？
He was a king that was to be desired.
啊，你没有饭吃，他那么有本事，他五饼二鱼就给你吃的，那你不要他做皇帝，还有什么？
He was one that could feed you when you were hungry. So how can you reject him as king?
啊，那一些人看耶稣基督的神迹。听耶稣基督的话，发现耶稣基督有权威，但是呢，他们只把耶稣基督当作是一个政治上的皇帝来看待。
These people saw what he did and heard what Christ said and found that there was indeed authority power on him, yet they only regarded him as a political king.
啊，因为皇帝也是很有权威，对不对？
Because a king also is one with authority.
皇帝也是很有本事，对不对？
He's also one with great capabilities.
所以耶稣是皇帝。
So Jesus was king.
学生呢？
And the students?
有一个故事，我想我们大家都熟悉。
There's a story that I'm sure you're all familiar with.
就是到耶稣快上耶路撒冷的时候。
It was recorded when Christ was on his way to Jerusalem.
约翰跟雅各不是找了他们的妈妈来找耶稣吗？
James and John sent the mother to Christ.
干嘛？
Why?
请你在你得国的时候，让我的儿子一个坐在左边，一个坐在右边。
When you come into your kingdom, please allow my sons to sit one on your right and one on your left.
他要上耶路撒冷哦。
Christ was on his way to Jerusalem.
要做皇帝去了。
He was going to be king.
所以左右宰相的位置很不抢，什么时候抢嘛？
So the cabinet members had better be my sons.
到那么样的一个时候呢？耶稣基督的学生呢，还是觉得耶稣基督来，是有政治的这种权柄。
Even at such a time, Christ's disciples thought that Christ had only political authority.
在约翰福音里面，我们又看到，那些法利赛人、祭司长呢，后来呢，也觉得呢，耶稣是在他们政治上的一个威胁。
Even the Pharisees and the high priests would find that they found Christ as a great political threat.
啊，约翰福音十一章就记载了，耶稣基督去到啊拉撒路那里，叫拉撒路复活。
In John 11, it records how Christ raised Lazarus from the dead.
之后呢，就很多犹太人呢都去看拉撒路，有很多人呢都信了耶稣。
After that, many went to see Lazarus, and many believed in Christ.
消息传到耶路撒冷，他们犹太人呢就开会了。
When the news reached Jerusalem, the Judaic leaders had a meeting.
他们的结论是，这个人呢政治威胁太大。
The conclusion was this man was too great a political threat.
假如这些人呢都跟了耶稣呢，那么罗马人呢一定派兵派军队来占领我们这个国家。
They concluded that if all these people were followed after Christ, then the Romans would send their armies to defeat us.
啊，原来他们是罗马的属地啊，有罗马兵在那里，但是呢，罗马不觉得他们有那个。啊，政治的威胁。那么，当这些人说呢，罗马会派兵来的意思呢，就是说呢，会来摧毁我们这个国家。
They were already a Roman colony, and yet they were not considered to be a threat to the Roman Empire. So, the Romans, when they said that the Romans send their armies here, they meant that the Romans would send their army here to once again do much killing and take over the territory.
所以他们最后的答案是说，与其死许多人，倒不如死耶稣一个。
So their final conclusion was rather that for many to die, let us have one man, Jesus, die.
啊，是一个很现实的政治的解决的方案。
It is a very realistic political solution.
耶稣的政治威胁太大。
Christ was too much of a political threat.
所以呢，只好把他杀死掉。
Therefore, they had to kill him.
这是。当代的人对耶稣基督的那个看法。
This was how the people of this time regarded Christ.
对耶稣一出现的时候呢，可以对他们的那一个原有的那些风俗习惯，对他们的作风都产生很大的威胁。
When Christ appeared, he became a great threat immediately to the traditions of the time, to the way of life, and to the culture itself.
可能呢是对他们整个国家呢都可以产生很大的威胁。
It could be a great threat to the whole kingdom of Judea.
所以呢，有权柄的人呢就决定了要杀耶稣。
Therefore, those in the authority decided to kill him.
被欺压的人呢就要这样的一个人呢出来做他们的皇帝。
But those who were oppressed wanted such a person to stand up and be their king.
可是耶稣在世呢。
When Christ was on earth,
他特别呢针对做两个问题来讲话。
He in particular spoke to two problems.
用我们中国的俗语来讲。
In our Chinese lingo,
我们可以说了，耶稣基督认为他来到世界是要做王，不错。
We can say that it's true Christ came to the earth to be king.
可是他这个皇帝呢，却不是靠着权术来治国。
But he was not one who would be ruling from
by brute power. 所谓权术呢，就是说是用高压的手段，用军事的力量，用镇压的手段，这一种手段呢，来治理他的国家。
He was not to rule through armies and nor through oppression.
所以他告诉约翰跟雅各嘛。
So he told James and John.
他说你们看到外邦人啊。
He says you see the Gentiles.
啊，他们有皇帝，有大臣，有将军。
They have their kings and the lords and their generals.
他们怎么样统领国家的
？How do they rule?
下命令。
Through commands.
不听话，砍头嘛。
Through punishments.
枪杆压着你去做嘛。
They force you to do at the point of spears and guns.
这是外邦人所用的那种高压的手段呢，去征服、逼人呢，去接受他们的权柄。
These were the oppressive techniques used by the Gentiles in order for others to accept the authority and rule.
耶稣说：“你们跟从我，却不是这样。”
But Christ says, you who follow me are not to be like that.
你们要有权柄的，却应该去做仆人。
If you are to have authority, then you must be a servant.
耶稣在世不用武力。
Christ never used power, physical power on earth.
他给犹太人抓去的时候。
When he was taken by the Jews.
彼得不是拿出一把刀照砍吗？
Did Peter not take out a knife and cut the ear off a man?
耶稣说什么?
What did Christ say?
他说, 把收刀入鞘吧, 因为动刀的必死在刀下。
Christ said, put your sword back in the sheath, for he who uses the sword will die by the sword.
然后他还讲一句话哦,
And he further he said,
他说, 假如我要动武力的话, 我不是可以叫我的天父差几营天使来就解决问题了吗?
If I were to use physical power, can I not call on the 10,000 legions of angels of my father, and they will come to my help?
在比拉多的面前，他的罪状是作反。
Before Pilate, his crime was a rebel.
所以比拉多一直问他的关心的问题：你是犹太人的王吗
？So Pilate continuously asked him, "Are you the king of the Jews?"
耶稣说：是啊。
Jesus said, yes.
可是呢，我的国度呢，却不是世界上的国度。
But my kingdom is not of the earth.
假如我的国度是世界上的国度呢，我今天绝不会在你的手上。
If my kingdom was of the earth, then I would not be before you.
因为天父呢，一定有办法呢，不让我在你的手上。
Because the Father will not, will use his ways to prevent this.
耶稣认为整个以色列人的犹太人的问题基本上呢不只呢是一个我们看得到的这个政治经济的问题。
Christ felt the whole problem of the Jews was not one that we can see, not a political economic one.
他看到的是一个更大的属灵的势力的问题。
Rather, he saw it as a spiritual problem.
这个征战不是呢，只是用世界上的刀枪征服就可以解决的。
The war could not be won just by the arms of this earth.
上帝的国不是靠着这一种，所谓回教的那种一把圣经一把剑这一种方式可以去建立的。
The kingdom of God cannot be established, as the Muslim says, with a Bible in hand and a sword in the other.
真正的解决的方法是后边有一个属灵的势力，我们必须去克服。
But rather, the way to victory is to recognize the spiritual power behind this earth of which we must overcome.
上帝的国度在耶稣基督所讲跟所做的里面呢，是一个属灵的国度。
The kingdom of God, from what Christ said and what he did, is a spiritual one.
除非我们能够解决那一个问题呢。其他的问题呢，我们没有办法基本解决得了。
Unless we can resolve that problem, we cannot resolve any of the other problems.
这个意思不是说耶稣基督认为世界上的事情不重要。
This does not mean that Christ was not concerned with the problems in this earth.
假如他认为不重要的话呢，他不会用五饼二鱼喂饱那许几千人。
If indeed he was not concerned with these earthly things, he would not have fed the 5,000 with the two fish and five pieces of bread.
但是他要我们看清楚整个真回教的那种一把圣经一把剑这一种方式可以去建立。
The kingdom of God cannot be established, as the Muslim says, with a Bible in hand and a sword in the other.
真正的解决的方法是后边有一个属灵的势力，我们必须去克服。
But rather, the way to victory is to recognize the spiritual power behind this earth of which we must overcome.
上帝的国度在耶稣基督所讲跟所做的里面呢，是一个属灵的国度。
The kingdom of God, from what Christ said and what he did, is a spiritual one.
除非我们能够解决那一个问题呢，其他的问题呢，我们没有办法基本解决得了。
Unless we can resolve that problem, we cannot resolve any of the other problems.
这个意思不是说耶稣基督认为世界上的事情不重要。
This does not mean that Christ was not concerned with the problems in this earth.
假如他认为不重要的话呢，他不会用五饼二鱼喂饱那些几千人。
If indeed he was not concerned with these earthly things, he would not have fed the 5,000 with the two fish and five pieces of bread.
但是他要我们看清楚整个征战的那个范围呢，不只呢是物质上的，还是呢属灵上的势力。
But he wanted us to see clearly that the whole battle did not only encompass the physical, but the nexus was rather spiritual.
然后耶稣基督在世的时候，他针对着另外一种问题来讲话。
When Christ was on earth, he also spoke to a second problem.
不晓得大家有没有注意，特别假如你念路加福音的时候，你会发现耶稣基督讲许多的话是针对什么问题讲。
I wonder in your studying of the Gospels, in particular the Gospel of Luke, if you have already picked this up.
耶稣基督常常讲钱的问题。
Christ often spoke about wealth, about money.
钱。
Money.
然后呢，最他很出名的一句话是说，你们不能侍奉两个主。
He said something very famous. You cannot serve two masters.
啊，一个主是上帝咯。
One is God.
另外一个主是什么？
And what is the other?
马门。马门是什么？
What is mammon?
钱。
Money.
啊，耶稣呢，什么都不用，用钱呢来代表另外一个主人。
Christ used money to represent another master.
很有趣哈。
It is rather interesting that he singled out money.
那么对在座的讲钱呢，没有什么意思。
Perhaps this may not have much meaning for those of us here.
我想在座的跟我的小儿子一样，以为坐飞机都不要钱的。
Many of you here may be like my young son, who does not think that you have to pay to be on the plane.
他经常说，为什么我们现在不坐飞机呢？
He often asks me, why don't we take a plane?
因为我们过去常常到处流浪，所以呢就常坐飞机，他以为我们坐飞机不要钱的。
Because we traveled quite a bit, and he thought that it does not cost to go on the planes.
顺便告诉你们一个笑话。
Let me tell you a joke.
有一次一个很出名的传道人在马来西亚的高山上面迷路了。
Once there was a very famous evangelist that got lost on the mountains of Malaysia.
那么在那种高山里面迷路啊，是好危险啊，这随时没有命的。
To be lost in the mountains there is very dangerous. You could lose your life.
啊，什么毒蛇啊，什么东西都有的，逃不出来的。
There were snakes and all kinds of things, and you may not be able to escape them.
那么他带着他的儿子去爬山。
So he went hiking with the son.
你知道他爬山之后，他儿子问他什么？
So what did his son ask him?
迷路了。
They were lost.
快晚上了。
It was going to be night.
儿子说：“爸爸，干嘛我们不住旅馆？”
So the son asked, "Dad, why don't we go to a hotel?"
这是现代一些人的不了解钱的地方。
These are some examples of how we do not understand the value of money.
但是假如你够穷的话呢
？But if you're poor enough,
好像我这种穷传道
，like me,
你就会知道呢。
Then you will know.
穷很不是味道。
It is not fun to be poor.
有一些人认为穷是属灵啊。
Some people think it's spiritual to be poor.
我宁愿跟你换一换。
I'd rather exchange places with you.
你认为属灵的话，我可以跟你换。
If you think this is spiritual, I'll exchange my place with you.
穷实在很不是味道。
It is no fun to be poor.
对穷人来讲，钱实在要紧。
To the poor, money is very important.
所以为着钱争啊。
So they fight over money.
耶稣基督在世的时候，就有一个人来找耶稣嘛。
So there was one man who came to Christ.
老师，
Teacher,
请你帮我分家好不好？
Please ask my brother to share his inheritance with me.
我兄弟欺负我。
My brother has cheated me.
耶稣讲什么？
What did Christ say?
关我什么事？
What has this to do with me?
然后讲那个无知的财主。
Then he talked about the foolish.Well, wealthy man.
那个无知的财主其实是什么人？
What was he symbolizing?
Common sense business people. 普通的生意人嘛。
He was just a common businessman.
你有的东西装不下，你怎么办？
What if you had more inventory than you needed?
多盖一个房子嘛。
So build another warehouse.
对不对？
Is that not right?
我们中国人有钱了，年老的时候怎么样？
We Chinese, when if we are rich, what happens when we get old?
享福嘛。
We enjoy life.
所以那个有钱的人，他说：“我现在不够地方，我盖多一点地方，我年老了之后可以享福中国人嘛。”
So the rich man who said that, let me build some more warehouses so that I can have enough to enjoy life when I get old.
聪明的中国人嘛。
This is like a Chinese, the smart Chinese.
怎么存
？How would we store up our wealth?
但是耶稣除了讲钱之外呢，然后呢，耶稣讲很多呢，怎么用钱的比喻。
Christ, besides just talking about the problem of money, talked about how to use this money.
有钱的话，你要学会投资。
If you're rich, you need to learn how to invest.
为着别人用。
To use it for others.
不是用在你自己的身上。
And not only using it for yourself.
耶稣好几个比喻都是讲这一类的事情。
Christ gave many parables on this.
讲了这句话，讲了这些比喻，有一次呢，法利赛人笑死他了。
After this, the Pharisees said something that.
他说这个穷酸讲酸葡萄的话。
The Pharisees laughed at him, saying that he was being it was a case of sour grapes.
他们觉得耶稣在讲酸葡萄的话。
They felt that.Christ was poor, and so he was being just
being so great. 在路加福音十六章呢，耶稣讲那个财主跟拉撒路的故事。
But following in Luke 16, Christ spoke about Lazarus and the rich man.
有钱而不会用呢，结果呢是不能在亚伯拉罕的怀里。
If you're rich and do not know how to use your wealth, you will not end up in the bosom of Abraham.
这是耶稣基督针对着一个贫富不均的社会呢。一个很适当的信息。
The message that Christ had for society in which the wealth was not well evenly distributed was most apt.
而在这样的一个社会，这一个主题的里面呢，他针对着那些穷人讲话，他同时呢也针对着那些富有的人讲话。
He spoke not only to the poor but also to the rich.
也许我们可以简单的说，耶稣基督所讲上帝的国，最终他是讲什么
？So what can we say that Christ spoke about regarding the kingdom of God？
当他教门徒祷告的时候
，As he taught the disciples how to pray，
他说：“你们祷告要说我们在天上的父。
”He said, "When you pray, you have to say, 'A heavenly Father, Father what in heaven？
愿人都尊你的名为圣。
”Hallowed be thy name.
再下去一起背好不好？
Then let's go on to memorize this together.
一句两句就好了。
Two more lines.
愿你的
Thy kingdom come.
降临。
Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
如同行在天上。上帝的国。
The kingdom of God.
让他的旨意通行无阻的在天上。
Allows his will to be done in heaven without any obstruction.
同样，上帝的国也需要在这个地上通行无阻。
By the same token, God's will must be carried out without obstruction on this earth.
我们刚刚说，耶稣认为上帝的国是一个属灵的国度。
We've already said that the kingdom of Christ was a spiritual one.
是超过。物质的这么样的一个国度
，It was one that was beyond and above materialism.
但是要注意的一件事情就是上，在耶稣基督的教训里面，上帝的国也是在这个地上的一个国度。
But we must note that in Christ's teaching, the kingdom of God belonged to this earth as well.
不只是呢，你往在太空的里面飘
，It was not one only that floated in the air.
是你可以，你可以在这个地上走。
But rather, it had to be carried out on this earth.
你上帝的国来到，假如只是在天上通行无阻，你不需要祷告。
If the kingdom of God only existed in the heavens, then we did not need to pray.
因为他已经在天上通行无阻了。
Then we do not ask it to come because it is already going obstructed in heaven.
问题呢？上帝的国要来到呢，是在这个世界上，上帝的旨意行不通啊。
But the problem is God's will when His kingdom come, such that His will cannot be carried out thoroughly on this earth.
所以在耶稣基督的所有的教训的里面呢，他有很多非常着地、很实际的那些生活上面的指导。
So in Christ's teaching, there were many down-to-earth realistic teachings on how to deal with the day in, day out living.
当他讲钱的时候呢，他也就是在讲到在一个变动社会，上面贫富不均的社会里面，人认为最重要、最现实的那个问题。
When he talked about what had great relevance for a society that was in great change in which the wealth was very unevenly distributed.
这是耶稣基督的信息。
This was the message of Jesus Christ.
假如我们没有体会到耶稣基督的信息呢，跟我们的生活息息相关。我们没有真正了解上帝的国是怎么一回事。
If we cannot discover the deep relevance, the close relevance of the kingdom of God to our daily lives, then we do not understand what it is all about.
假如我们只把上帝的国说是一个属灵的国度，我们不知道我们在练那个主导文的时候，我们在练什么。
And if we feel that the kingdom of God is only a spiritual one, then we do not understand what we say when we say the Lord's Prayer.
上帝的国是属灵的。
The kingdom of God is spiritual.
但是这个属灵的国度是在地上行出来的。
But the spiritual kingdom is to be carried out on this earth.
怎么样行呢？
How?
回到刚刚耶稣所讲的成全的道理。
Let us go back to what Christ said about fulfilling.
耶稣基督在马太福音第五章跟当时的犹太人讨论律法的问题。
In Matthew 5, Christ discussed the matter of law with the Jews at that time.
照着犹太人的解释传统，他们对十条诫命有他们的解释。
The Jews had the traditional view and understanding of the Ten Commandments.
但是耶稣基督的解释是什么？
But what was Christ's explanation, interpretation?
耶稣说，你们的义要超过文士跟法利赛人的义。
Christ said, your righteousness must exceed those of the Pharisees and the scribes.
假如你们的义不超过文士跟法利赛人的义，你们不能进上帝的国。
Unless you do that, you cannot enter the kingdom of God.
这个义最后上帝耶稣基督用的比喻用的话是说，你们要完全像你们的天父完全一样。
And finally, Christ said, "You must be perfect as your heavenly Father is perfect."
假如你们去比照路加福音同样的一句话
，You find this. He said this again in Luke.
路加怎么说呢
？How did Luke record this?
你们要慈悲，像你们的天父慈悲。
You must be humble like your heavenly Father.
Be merciful.
Be merciful, excuse me.
你们要慈悲，像你们的天父慈悲一样。
You must be merciful as your heavenly Father is merciful.
用我们今天的话来讲，这个上帝的完全、上帝的慈悲，就是我们基督徒经常所讲的爱。
We see God's mercy and God's perfection and His love.
上帝的爱，所以呢，耶稣基督来这个世界，他要建立上帝的国度，他要做王，但是呢，他不是用欺压的手段去统治。
Christ came to be king on this earth, but he was not to rule by oppression, rather through love and through mercy.
反而呢，他因为是爱，所以他来就是要服侍人，而且为众人舍命。
Rather, because he loves, he has come to be the servant of all and to give his life for all.
上帝是爱，所以耶稣基督来到这个世界的时候，他不听当时的法利赛人那些害死人的规条。
God is love, therefore he disregarded the traditions which harmed the people of the Pharisees.
他不能见死不救。
He saw the danger there and he had but to save them.
因为上帝是爱，所以他要求那个有钱的人说，你回去把你的东西都卖光了，然后来跟从我。
Because God is love, therefore he said to the rich young man, go back and sell all and come after me.
他跟其他的人说，你们不能侍奉两个主。
He said,
要不是侍奉上帝，是就要侍奉马门，不是不能侍奉马门，又侍奉上帝。
He said that you cannot serve two masters. You must either serve God or mammon.
上帝的爱在实际的上边是可以表现出来的。
God's love can be expressed in reality.
在我们中国教会的传统的里面
，In our Chinese church traditionally,
我们很强调属灵的救恩的这一面。
We have emphasized the grace, the salvation through grace.
我最近常喜欢说的一句话
，I often like to say this recently.
就是在我们中国的教会的福音的信息的里面
，In the gospel of the Chinese church，
我们常常叫人做和尚
，We ask people to be monks。
明白我的意思吗
？Do you understand what I'm saying？
你信耶稣，你的罪就赦免了。
If you believe, all your sins will be forgiven。
你信耶稣，你将来就可以上天堂。
So then you can go to heaven。
不信的人，天堂等于西天嘛。
For the unbelievers, there's no difference between the Buddha heaven and our Christian heaven.
不要贪爱世界，这个世界跟其上的一切都要过去。
Love not the world, for the things of this world will pass away.
我们的宗教不是社会改革。
Our religion is not a social change.
人的灵魂最要紧。
The most important thing is human souls.
这些都是叫人做和尚嘛。
They are teaching others to be Buddhist monks.
错吗?
Are they wrong?
不错得了。
Not really.
问题呢,是我们呢,没有了解呢,这一面的另外一面呢,是耶稣基督的信息呢,是非常着地的信息。
Rather, we have failed to realize the other side of the coin in that Christ's teaching was a very practical one.
那谈到我们中国人的问题了。
Now coming to the problem of the Chinese，
中国人在我们福音在中国社会里面传不出去。
The gospel cannot be spread in our Chinese society。
有许许多多的因素。
Because of many reasons。
但是其中的一个因素，我想我们不能否认。
But we cannot deny one of them to be。
就是从我们教会的建立开始，我们就有很多的所谓 rise Christian。
The problem of being rise Christians ever since the establishment of the Chinese church.
吃饭的基督徒。
The Christians will only want rice.
没有乐趣了，信耶稣嘛。
If you have nothing, so believe in God.
教会能够帮你忙吗
？The church can help you.
信了耶稣之后呢
？After you believed.
在我们中国教会里面呢，许许多多的穷人呢，他的第二代的儿子呢，就做医生做律师了。
So in the Chinese church, the second generation of many Chinese Christians have become doctors and lawyers.
第三代的医生跟律师呢，更不晓得是多少。
And even more so in the third generation.
然后外邦人看到我们中国基督徒。
So when the unbelievers look at us, Chinese Christians.
这个人好热心哦。
They say this man is very zealous.
一天到晚叫我信耶稣。
He wants us to believe in God all the time.
一天到晚呢。我不进去，他也要帮我硬拉进去。
He pulls me in with him into church.
还要穿着一个白衣服，写上帝救罪人。
And he also wears his white robe on which is written, God saves the sinners.
可是他回到家里面。
But when he goes back home.
他照旧打太太。
He still abuses his wife.
他做生意的时候，他照旧骗人。
He also cheats when he deals in business.
而且呢，骗得比别人都凶。
And he cheats more.
对整个社会问题，我们不去想。
We have ignored the whole social problem.
我们觉得那个不在上帝的范围的里面。
We feel that it is not within the domain of God.
在北美的中国基督徒的情形里面，这个问题更严重。
This is even more serious for the Chinese in North America.
许许多多的中国基督徒关在实验室的里面。
Many Chinese Christians are clothed and locked up in their labs.
关完实验室，十几个钟头完了，最后回到家呢，就是 lawnmower.
After several hours in the lab, they would go home and mow the lawn.
其他什么都没有时间。
Then they have no time left over anything else.
好基督徒就是聚会都去。
Good Christians would attend all meetings.
标准。
Perfect.
热心。
Zealous.
这个绝对不是耶稣基督所讲的上帝的国的福音。
This is not the gospel of the kingdom of God as taught by Christ.
我的意思是说，不是那个全部。
What I mean, it is not the complete gospel.
啊，不是那个全部。
Not the complete gospel.
假如上帝的福音不能够让我们这些基督徒是成为一个更好的人，我们福音不要想在中国能够传开出去。
If the gospel of God cannot help us to become a better person, then we need not hope that the gospel can be spread.
中国需要的不是一大更多的基督徒的军道学知识。
We do not need another generation of moralists.
因为在我们中国已经够多的假君子。
Because we already have enough false moralists in Chinese society.
而且中国的问题就在乎那些假君子害死了中国。
And furthermore, it is these false gentlemen who have hurt China.
是谁让中国到现在的地步？
Who have allowed China to come to the state it is in today?
是那些读完书、考完进士、状元、做官的那些人。
It is those who have passed all the government exams and have ended up in government positions.
我们基督徒假如多了另外一批洋状元，
If we Chinese have also become westernized scholars,
你是要 在前清的时候 有中国状元，有洋状元，洋状元就是 PhD 嘛。
Before the Qing, there were the Chinese Qing Dynasty. There were the Chinese scholars, and also the PhD who were called the Western scholars.
这些洋状元不能解决我们中国人的问题。
These Western scholars could not solve the problem of China.
除非这些洋状元是真正的基督徒君子。
Unless they are truly Christian gentlemen.
这个不只是国家的问题，这个是我们整个福音的问题。
It is not a problem of the nation only. It is much rather the problem of a gospel.
耶稣基督要的就是这一种的基督徒君子。
What Christ wanted was these Christian men and women of honor.
你们的义若不胜于文士跟法利赛人的义，你们不能进天国。
If your righteousness does not exceed that of the Pharisees and the scribes, you cannot enter the kingdom of heaven.
你们要慈悲，像你们的天父慈悲一样。
You must be merciful as your Father in heaven is merciful.
这是上帝的国来到这个世界。
This is when the kingdom of God comes to this earth.
讲到这里，实在是我一个很大的负担。
This is one of my greatest burdens.
但是我希望呢，在座都是一些很受上帝的一些恩典的人。
I know that among here are the blessed by God.
我们要好好的去想。
We have to think very carefully and studiously.
从某个角度来讲，财富不只呢是在你银行里面的存款。
From a particular angle, wealth does not consist only of your savings in the bank.
其实你的 PhD, 你的技巧，你的学术，这些都是一笔很大很大的财富。
Your PhD or your knowledge, this is a great piece of wealth.
这些财富我们怎么用呢？
How are we to use these such wealth?
这是我们要好好的去想的问题。
This is the problem that we have to think through carefully.
我想大家不需要我再说，就是许许多多的人都说中国教会的人才在北美。
It is not necessary for me to repeat this, that the talents of the Chinese church lies within the North America.
对。
True.
但是这些人才假如没有用的话，就是那个无知的财主。
But if this manpower is not used, then they are like the foolish rich man.
什么叫无知的财主呢？
What do I mean by the foolish rich man?
再用现代的话，就是说你拿完 PhD 之后就拿一个 good job.
In a modern language, it means that you get a good job after you get your PhD.
在一个很好的大公司里面做。
You work for a good firm.
你有很好的 welfare.
You have good benefits.
你可以有自己的房子。
You have your own house.
你可以有汽车
your cars.
你可以一篇又一篇的学术的文章继续写下去
You can produce paper after paper.
然后呢
And then?
寿终正寝
Your time in life has ended and you die.
我们中国人说有福了
And then the Chinese will exclaim that you are indeed you lived a blessed life.
寿终正寝不是有福吗？
That means you lived a good, ripe old life.
但是我想大家要问的另外一个问题是
But I think another question that we should ask ourselves.
耶稣基督来到世界上
When Christ came to this earth.
当时很严重的问题
It was a serious problem at that time.
他传福音
He spread the gospel.
而当他传最后福音的时候，我们也大家都知道，好像没有人听他的，是吧？
And we know that even as he tried to spread the gospel, it seemed as if nobody regarded him.
最后，他死了嘛。
And finally, he died.
死在十字架上。
He died on the cross.
用中国人的话，这个是凶死嘛。
According to the Chinese, this is very unfortunate.
他是成功呢，还是他是失败？
Was he a success or was he a loser?
他解决了他们的问题吗？
Did he solve the problem?
还是他们没有解决他们的问题?
Or didn't he? Let us bow and pray.
主，我们也许不能够你在耶稣基督身上所彰显出来的大爱讲得完全。
Lord, though we cannot fully express the love that you have shown and through Christ,
但是我们求你就在我们所能够了解的那么一点点的里面，能够在我们自己的身上更多的去反省。
But we pray that using whatever we have understood, that you will help us to reflect upon it.
主，你在耶稣基督的身上实在也给我们这些人有许许多多的恩典。
Through Jesus Christ, you have given the people, all of us here, much grace.
我们也实在享受了你许许多多的丰盛。
And we have enjoyed much abundance.
求你就帮助我们去更多的了解你的国是怎么样的一回事。
Help us to understand what the kingdom of God really means, what it is all about.
帮助我们也更能够在我们实际的生活上面了解十字架的路是怎么样的一回事。
Help us to realize in our daily life what it means to walk on the path of the cross.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
In Christ's name we pray.